Audio Gravity, episode 507, 15th of August 2010. First link today, alfredapp.com. Let Alfred find it for you. So I bumped into the lady on the way to South by Southwest in March this year, 2010. And I asked her what she was doing. And I think her name was Vero, at Vero, V-E-R-O, on Twitter. And they were making an application, a quick launch application called Alfred. Now, it's very similar to one that I used to use a few years back called Quicksilver. Apart from Quicksilver, it stopped being developed. And this one pretty much is brand new on the scene. And really like the layout and design of the app. And it's being written by Andrew Pepperell and Vireo Pepperell. I presume they're man and wife. And also Ollie Kavanagh, who created the Alfred website and artwork, which is absolutely stunning. Lovely white space, and I love the icon as well. Check it out. It's a nice little application. I've got it running up the top here. You literally initiate it by doing a quick bunch of keys, which brings up a bar in the middle of the screen, and you can search for any keyword. It might be an application name or a file or anything like that, and it'll find you wherever it is on your computer, and you can quickly run it. So it's an ultra quick launcher instead of going to your Spotlight or digging around inside your apps folder looking for an app. Next link today, flipboard.com. You'll probably know this by now if you're an iPad owner, because you would have literally been all over it, everybody looking for the ultimate application to be able to consume news on the consumption device of the year. Flipboard, it's your personalized social magazine. So it's a beautiful looking thing. I haven't got an iPad yet, believe it or not, but that's due to my money situation, circumstances. I do not have money to warrant buying one. I lust for one. I think the idea of being able to consume stuff on it and use it as a backup device when you can't carry your big hefty laptop around, and being able to send quick tweets and do little emails on it, I think is really useful. But I love the way they've gone about it, the squares and the ability to be able to, you know, select your news and filter your news, and the fact that they've bought a company that's doing sentiment analysis of newspapers and looking at trends to see what news is popular, I think is a really nice touch. Next link today, hackandmod.com. So it's hack and mod, so it's an N, hacknmod.com. Amazingly cool hacks, mods and projects. Whole bunch of stuff on here. One of the things that I would like to get off the ground with the Fibercamp studio is to get the Nottingham Hack and associated groups into the studio, get us building something live. There's a whole bunch of stuff that I want to do with Bonjour and cameras and heat maps and all sorts of stuff. There's one on here today, laser trip mine, takes a photo, uploads it to Twitter. There's just so many little geeky projects using stuff like Arduino, which I've been excited about trying and build for a long, long time, but just not had the time or the team or been able to collaborate to do it. So check that site out, it's full of stuff like that. Next link, CSSnature.org, whole bunch of showcases for awesome CSS around the web. If you're looking for inspiration on a Monday morning or on a Friday afternoon, or any time in between, there's a whole bunch of stuff on there that should get you fired up and make you think of how to approach that client's website once more. Next link, mixcloud.com. Very similar to a lot of services that came and went, mainly because of issues to do with MP3s and remixing and uploading and all that sort of stuff. What's different with Mixcloud that I can see is that it uses audio which is based on the web already, and you build up playlists around it. There's a whole bunch of tutorials and competitions. Really nice integrated, tight integration with social networks and Twitter and Facebook. Really cool if you're into music. Suggest you go and check that out. And finally, last link for the geeks and development geeks out there. Activity Streams, a format for syndicating social activities around the web. So there's a whole bunch of companies that are using this already, and they've adopted the format. Facebook, MySpace, Windows Live, Google Buzz, Opera, Typepad, Guella, a whole bunch of people. And there's a feed proxy, convert 70 to typical RSS and the Atom feeds from popular social networks to support the Activity Streams format. Definitely, if you're looking at lots of video, audio, aggregation, go and check out what Activity Streams can do for your app. That's it. See you later. Bye.